Hey, this is Rick Kasselge from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you, and today it's kind of a combination between kind of talking about, supplements, specifically like nutritional cleansing and replenishment, products and supplements, and kind of the business side of it, how, a fitness professional can incorporate it with their clients and kind of add it to their fitness business. So I will get Kara Lee to introduce herself, and we'll kind of continue. I have some questions for her to answer, and we'll kind of go through the interview. So Kara Lee, I'll get you to introduce yourself.
Okay, hi. Thanks for having me on. I have a fitness company that I run out of Vancouver and Vancouver, BC, and I've been in the fitness and health industry for over 20 years and been a personal trainer and a Pilates instructor, and now I co-manage with a really amazing assistant about 50 to 60 different instructors who are doing a whole bunch of different classes all over our Lower Mainland area.
Cool. Okay.
So I've been using, bringing products, introducing products for probably the last 6 years into the business, and that's really been helping us to grow in a couple different areas and to diversify.
Okay. So maybe, we'll kind of start off with, maybe we'll go kind of through your story. Like, what's your kind of background in fitness? What did you do? You entered into this business 6 years ago, but what were you doing like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, well, my business has always been in fitness. I started off teaching dance, and then I went to become a personal trainer and then a Pilates instructor. And in 2000, I was a really busy trainer, booked back-to-back, 6 a.m. until 9 p.m., and had all my slots filled, which was awesome for a trainer, But it was 6 days a week, and I was getting exhausted. And all of a sudden, one day, I woke up and I started to feel funny, and within 1 week I was completely paralyzed and I was unable to walk. I couldn't feel anything and I didn't know what was happening, and I thought I was having a stroke. And it took a couple months and a wait list to get on an MRI or to get an MRI, and I found out I had multiple sclerosis. So that was pretty shocking to me, thinking, oh my goodness, I could be in a wheelchair and not be able to continue training or teaching or who knows what. So that's when I started looking at other ways of helping myself, and that's when I started my fitness company. And it just kind of all moved forward from there. I got better through taking care of my health, because a lot of trainers, I think, are guilty of taking care of others and not themselves properly. So I smartened up in a quick hurry and got better and was able to continue running my business.
Okay. So you're a trainer and training lots, and then you kind of got this scary news about an illness you had. What was kind of going through your mind when you kind of got that news?
Well, I thought, oh my gosh, if someone like me, who seems like the picture of health, I was very fit, but I was quite unhealthy. I starved myself throughout the day because I was working those long hours, and it was a 5-minute break between clients, so I would starve myself all day, and then I would rush eat at night, and I would eat loads of sugar and pastries because my body craved it, and I never gained any weight, and I thought, well, this is great. So, there was a lot of fear that all of a sudden my entire livelihood was gone, and that was all I knew, was how to be a trainer, how to teach dance, how to teach people to do Pilates. If I didn't have that, what was I going to do to make a living? So it was pretty frightening.
Okay. And then you started taking care of yourself, and then did you end up going back into fitness and training, or did you do something else?
No, I always think these things happen for a reason, and really it was a blessing in disguise. And even at that time when I was going through all of it, I thought there's got to be a bigger reason why this is happening. And, the very first thing was that I started to clean up my diet, and I was still not able to work, so I had to get other people to teach my classes and train my clients. And that was great because all of a sudden my business started to grow, and I was making money while I wasn't there. And I thought, oh, this is really great. And then in about 2006, by the time I'd taken out all the hydrogenated oils and the artificial colorings and flavors and a whole bunch of the sugar from my diet, I was feeling better, but I was always really tired. So a girlfriend of mine who used to be a World Cup soccer player and Olympic carded athlete introduced me to nutritional cleansing. And when that happened, oh my gosh, everything just clicked into place, and I thought, this is what I've been missing. So from then I started a business where not only do I run my fitness business, but I also have a business where I help other people to cleanse and detoxify and, you know, for trainers, learn how to bring in secondary revenue streams that can help them with their clients. And it's just been great. It's been going on from there for the last 6 years.
Okay. And so maybe we'll kind of start off with, you know, like why should, you know, fitness professionals and trainers kind of open their eyes to possibly, you know, using products with their clients or adding products to their business?
Well, I think it's really important because, you know, in the past 6 years, I feel like I have helped more people and changed more people's lives than I ever did while I was personal training. You know, you'll have a client who tries the best they can. They really want to look better. They want to feel better. They want to be able to play with their kids and have energy throughout the day or their grandchildren or whatever it is. But they don't have the time to eat properly or, you know they should be drinking enough water and they don't. So what's really great is when you can find a system that works well for you personally, you know, and that's how it started for me because when I was a trainer, I had people coming up to me all the time offering me this and that, and will you sell this supplement? And I thought, man, I don't even take supplements. At that time, I wasn't even taking supplements. I thought you'd get everything from the ground, which I was, you know, I was pretty out of it in terms of nutrition because, you know, I didn't have an interest. I wasn't supposed to be telling my clients what to do, so I never did. But now that I know, I see, you know, what a disservice that was to not have been able to find something that I really resonated with, that I really believed in, that I could also share with them.
Okay. Okay. And looking at, I've looked at your blog, and it kind of gave me some ideas, but I mean, how can a fitness professional end up kind of blending, you know, the products that they plan to carry with their websites and blogs?
Well, you know, I'm no real expert on blogs, but I have a blog that I write, and I, you know, once a week or so I update, and I put things that I think are of interest and recipes and things like that, and I try not to make it too salesy because I don't want anybody to, you know, think, oh, this is a big sales pitch. So, you know, everything that I put on my website or on my blog really comes from the heart. I want it to be of value to people, and a lot of what I find of value is, you know, in the products that I use, so I have them on my website. And I also have other things that are non-related to that.
Okay.
And I don't know if that really answered your question.
No, that answered my question. And then what was your what's your blog so people can kind of take a look at it?
It's cleansegirl.com. So okay. CleanseGirl.com.
Okay. And, I mean, always a question that ends up coming up and wanted to get your opinion on it is, like, what would you recommend, like, for fitness professionals when it comes to, like, walking that fine line when it relates to recommending nutritional products, to their clients?
Well, you know, we're not giving medical advice. That's the number one thing I think we have to remember is that we're not doctors. So, number one, we're not giving anybody any medical advice. We have to be careful about that. But especially if there's something that you use personally, it's easy to say, you know, this is what I recommend and this is what I use. And I think that, you know, what I've done with my clients and the people that I work with is I do a personal analysis with them, just like you would when you're bringing in a new client. You do an intake form, but this one's about, you know, how much water you drink, how many bowel movements do you have a day, you know, how much sugar are you having, all these different things. And from there, I get a really good snapshot of what kind of a program I can put someone on. So a lot of the times, a client won't be having a protein shake after they work out or any kind of protein. So I've got an easy, simple solution for that, and I've got one that really floods their body with nutrition. It's going to help them absorb, you know, the protein gets absorbed very quickly into the system, way more than chicken or turkey or anything else. So, you know, I might start someone off slowly with that, but I never say this is going to help your type 2 diabetes. or anything, you know, of that type.
Okay. Okay. So then maybe we'll kind of go into a little bit more, you know, we can kind of step back into your story. So you were doing a fair bit of training, and you have this kind of life-changing illness or injury that came, that kind of crossed your path in life. And then you were kind of introduced to this business. Did you right away kind of transition into this new business, or did you kind of invest a little bit of time in your, you know, supplement business and then, you know, gradually decrease how much you were kind of training people?
Yeah, well, what happened was I was really busy with the fitness business, so I wasn't looking for any kind of secondary business or revenue stream or anything like that. But it just happened so naturally. I became so excited about my results that I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't believe how good I felt, how good I looked, just all these amazing changes. So I just naturally started to tell everybody about it. And, you know, then you start telling people, and then it starts to grow, and it took on a life of its own. And then I had, you know, this full-time fitness business that I'm running, and I've got this other business on the side that's starting to grow. And so I really took a hard look, and I, you know, I'm a business person, so I looked at how is one business going to benefit me versus the other. And I really, really liked the way I was getting paid in the secondary business. I liked the fact that there was unlimited growth, that there was a lot of support, there was a lot of systems. And so I got myself an assistant for my fitness business, and that's why I say I kind of co-run it. She's been amazing. She's dealing with most of that. And then I focus on my Isagenics business, and I'm growing that every week and every month. It just gets bigger and bigger and better and creates a lot of freedom for me.
Okay. So you kind of so the steps you kind of took is, I mean, you weren't really looking to kind of get into another business. You had a successful fitness business. You kind of gave the products a go, and you started using the products. And you really, you personally end up getting a lot of benefit from the products. And then you started sharing the benefits that you were getting from the products with others and kind of stumbled on into the business of an Isagenics business.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And so maybe, you know, is there any advice that you can kind of give fitness professionals to kind of think about the possibility or, you know, maybe looking at what you do? I mean, you were a successful trainer, you know, suggesting to them to kind of give the products kind of a go and seeing how it makes them feel and the results that they get, and then kind of sharing it with their clients and then being open to the idea of potentially pursuing a, you know, the Isagenics business in order to kind of add a supplement income to their training business, and then potentially for it to be a primary part of their business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly it. And it's a perfect fit for people who are in the fitness industry because, you know, do you really want to be a 65-year-old personal trainer waking up at 6 a.m. to train your clients and then finishing at 9 p.m.? I knew that I didn't want to do that. And when you go away on holidays, you don't get paid for your holidays. And so there's this kind of place where you can't grow anymore unless you either manage other people, which I've done and I don't really enjoy. So, you know, this is a perfect fit for a lot of people. But I think it really has to come from, number one, you have to find a product that you can stand behind. Because if you can't stand behind your product and you don't really, you think it's that great and you're only doing it for the money, then you won't be successful, you won't stick with it, and you'll just be another failed network marketer or another failed distributor of some kind of supplement. So it's important that you have really great results and you speak from the heart, and then you can share that with people.
Okay.
And you know my life now. I think about when I was so busy, you know, woo, busy. Everybody's so busy. And I was, you know, just, I don't have time for another business. I just don't have time. I'm just, you know, working all these hours and I can't even think about it. But it eventually started to build on its own. And when I did take a look at it, I thought, you know, there's some really good potential here. And now, you know, I run my business remotely. I spend half my year in a sunny location and the other half back in Vancouver when it's sunny and beautiful. And it allows me a lot more time to spend with my husband. And, you know, it's just been a great, great gift. So I'm happy when I'm able to share that with others, whether it be the business or whether it be just attaining better health.
Okay. So really kind of, you know, suggest people, you know, give the products a go, try them out, see if they enjoy them, you know, see if they end up getting benefit from those products. You know, if they get benefit from the products, you know, share them with their clients, share them with their friends and family, and then, you know, be open to the idea of potentially adding them, you know, adding the products to their training business and adding that to being a stream within their training business.
Yes.
Okay. And then looking at, we can kind of specifically talk about the business that you're in. So, I mean, you're an Isagenics, I don't know exact wording, but like distributor. And a couple of things that you kind of talked about when it relates to your business is, you know, there's a team that you have. So maybe you can talk about the team and the support that you end up getting for your Isagenics business.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. When I was first introduced to this, I was not really that interested. As I said, I was so busy, but with the business, because I had this misconception about what this kind of business was. And I was like, don't talk to me about it. I'm not interested. I don't want to know. And then, you know, that started to change because I was having great results. And what's so fantastic about it is that we all support each other, because if I'm having a win, then Nicole, who introduced me, is having a win. And then I help other people to win. And it's not like if I introduce you to Isagenics today that I would always make more money than you. So it's not some kind of a weird pyramid scheme where there's, you know, one person at the top making money. I mean, I've brought people into the business who have surpassed me in income. And that's okay. That, you know, that's actually really good, because it means that, you know, somebody's doing really well, and I've helped them to have a better life financially, which hopefully means that they're healthier, which hopefully means that they're having a happier family life because there's less stress around money or whatever it happens to be. You know, they're living their dreams. So we get a lot of support and a lot of training, and you know, that's the one thing that we also make sure with our clients. We don't just throw a product at them and let them go at it. We coach them and make sure that they're using the product properly, and we're troubleshooting, because it's not a one-size-fits-all program. And that's really important, is that when you try this program, you want to have a coach that will help support you through it. And so that's how a lot of the people will come into the business. A personal trainer will come into it, and we'll coach them, help them get really great results. And then they realize that this is something they can share with their clients, and we teach them how to coach and the questions to ask, and it just kind of flows from there.
Okay. So the big, you know, the first step that you kind of recommend is, you know, try the products, you know, because, I mean, you need to see and feel and understand the benefits of, you know, the products, whatever you try. Isagenics is one of them. You know, talk to your coach. And with Isagenics, there is kind of support and kind of guidance from, you know, your direct coach or other coaches within within the company. And then what would end up being some of the other steps that trainers can take?
You know, I think it's just, I don't know. I mean, I think the step is to have a dream, know what your goals are. And you know, I think trainers know that from being trainers. You have to have goals for your clients. But, you know, as I said for myself, I was a trainer who didn't take care of myself on the inside. I worked out, but, you know, I fed my body garbage. And I had dreams, but I didn't really know how to get to them, because I was working, you know, 7 days, 6 days a week, you know, many long hours. So I think it's important in this kind of a business, you have to be very self-motivated. Your clients don't just necessarily fall into your lap. And you have to know what you want and keep that bigger picture and keep that vision and know that you're going to get there. So having a really strong belief in yourself, in the industry, and in your team is important, and your product. So if you can have that solid base, and then you know, and that comes with having a good experience on the product and linking arms with people who have the same focus and the same mindset as you.
Okay.
I guess I don't know what else I can say about that.
No, that's good. I mean, you kind of want to, you know, lay out the path that people can travel and what they can kind of expect. And then I can kind of give, you know, my experience when it relates to things. I mean, you know, one of, you know, Kara Lee's, you know, friends introduced me to the Isagenics business, and I've kind of followed that path. I, you know, first wanted to try the products and see how they were, and I've really enjoyed, I don't know all the names, but the juice product, the crystal juice product, that's been really good. I mean, you know the names more than me, but I just know the powder, and I put it in a container, and I shake it. And that's been great. I mean, I've really enjoyed that, and I mean, it's kind of cut out my, you know, soda and pop drinking, which has really been good. It's definitely helped my energy and hydration, which I really like. And then the supplement powder, and of course I don't remember what the name is, but, I mean, I take that at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I really enjoy it, and it kind of battles my afternoon lull, and it, you know, tastes great, and it's easy to kind of mix and create. So I know I've just tried 2 of the products, and then the third one is the bars. I've really enjoyed the bars. The bars are quite yummy. They're kind of a treat to have and filling. So I've kind of tried 3 of the products, and I've really enjoyed them. And it was kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to Kara Lee on the call was, you know, I've tried the products, I've enjoyed them, want to get a little bit more of an understanding when it comes to kind of the business side of things, of like adding, you know, a supplement side to my fitness business, you know, how I'd kind of integrate it with my clients, and kind of talking with Kara Lee, I can see just, you know, just introducing it to them, and that it can, you know, first they need to enjoy the product, and the product can kind of help speed up their results when it comes to them working with me. And, you know, then it ends up initially starting off with just an additional revenue stream for myself. But kind of like what you said, if you have a big dream and you work towards it and you get more coaching from, you know, others within the company, the potential is kind of endless when it comes to your business. Does that sound about right, Kara Lee?
Yes, very good recap. Absolutely.
Okay. So is there, you know, is there any, maybe give us a little bit more information, if you can, like on your business or maybe the Isagenics business, a little bit more information that people, you know, a little more information on the company.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the company's been around for about, just coming up, it's been 10 years, and they're a billion-dollar company already, and they started off with their flagship product was a nutritional cleanse. And now they've moved into that, not only that, but also anti-aging. And they've got a different, you know, a 9-day cleanse, a 30-day cleanse, and they've got other supplementary products. And what's so great about the program is that a lot of people think of it as being a fat loss product. You know, you cleanse and you lose fat, and that's it. But what's really good about it is that it will help you lose fat if you need to lose fat. If you need to gain muscle, it will help you to gain muscle. So it really regulates the body, balances it out. And number one, it cleanses your system. So, you know, toxins are stored in fat, and there's a barrier of water that's created between that toxin and the fat cell. So when you cleanse in this manner, not only do you draw out that chemical or that impurity when your fat cell shrinks, but you're also being flooded with high-quality nutrition that's helping your body to build lean muscle. So what I liked about it was that it wasn't just a quick fix. It wasn't like, you know, people will do those crazy lemon maple syrup cayenne pepper cleanses and, you know, the master cleanse, and they'll swear that, you know, you're getting all the nutrition that your body needs and that you're getting trace minerals. But, you know, I mean, any trainer worth their, you know, worth their time and money is going to know that that's just putting your clients into starvation. So what I like is that once people finish their program, their actual cleanse, and they reach their goal, whether it's a fat loss goal or if it's just they want to regain their energy and have deeper sleeps or whatever it happens to be, reduce the aches and pains in their body, they have a follow-up program where they continue taking maintenance. And when I'm talking to trainers or even clients, they'll often say it's the same as going to the gym. If you decided I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out hard for 6 months and I'm going to get the body that I've always wanted, and then you get the body you've always wanted and you go, all right, I'm going to sit on the couch and eat bonbons, and you don't ever go back to the gym, your results aren't going to last. So this is the same thing. You've got to do a maintenance program, which is very simple. You know, for me, I take the supplementation. I take the shake every morning. After a workout, I'll have a second shake. I'll take cleanse drink, you know, that has aloe vera in it before I go to bed to keep my body alkaline. And, you know, then I'll do a cleanse every 3 months, every 4 months. So the maintenance program is different based on people's needs, and that's what your coach goes through.
Okay. So you're with the coach. Does the coach, is it for, you know, is it for the distributor or is it for your client that's actually like using the product?
It's for the client that's using their product. Okay. So, for example, if someone comes to me and wants to use the product, I do their personal analysis, I figure out what they need to do, I get them their product. The other nice thing is that you don't have to carry any products, so you don't have to load up and fill up your garage. Like, we used to hear those nightmare stories of people who had, you know, stacks and stacks of things that they never used in their garage. You order it as you need it, and you send it right to your client. So the client gets the product, and I just coach them on how to use it. And I coach people because that's what I love to do. You know, I love to make sure that people are getting the best results they can. And so I'll coach them as long as they want. You know, after they finish their program, then I send an email and I keep in touch with them via email and by phone every once in a while just to make sure everything's going okay. And, you know, some people love to be coached and some people don't. So, you know, I'll let you know.
Okay. So I mean, this has kind of been an extension when it comes to your training now. So, I mean, you're not seeing as many clients in the gym one-on-one. Now you're spending more time doing, like, online coaching or email coaching or phone coaching when it comes to clients getting their results when it relates to using the Isagenix products.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Now, I mean, maybe explain or make people aware of what's possible. You know, not guaranteeing that everyone will have this accomplished, but, you know, what is possible when it comes to, you know, like with an Isagenix business? Because, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, really, I mean, you can make as much money as you want with Isagenix because they do not limit your income. So some people just want to make a car payment or they just want to make a house payment, and that can happen pretty easily. I work with a lot of people, you know, who in the beginning, that's all they want to do, and that's all they think they can do. That's the thing, is that's all they think. They think, you know, they've never made more than a certain amount of money every year, so for them to contemplate having a secondary income that could replace a house payment is a big deal. And then they do it, and they do it in, you know, like 2 months, and they go, oh, that was really easy. You know, and it's not easy for everybody. I always say it's a simple business, but it's not easy. So when I say that it's easy, it just means that, you know, they've done the work, they've picked up the phone, they've called some people, these people have had good results, they've told those people how to share it with other people, and those people have, you know, done the same thing. So, you know, really, you can make unlimited income. And a lot of my girlfriends and myself have all been trainers, you know. A lot of my really close girlfriends who I've met in this business and the girlfriend that knows you have all been trainers, and we've all been able to replace our six-figure incomes through Isagenix and have done it in a very fast manner.
Okay. So, yeah, and our friend, our mutual friend is Tamara, and, you know, she introduced my wife to this, the Isagenix product. My wife has gotten very good results from it and enjoys it, and it's easy to kind of take the stuff at work, and then, you know, my wife strongly encouraged me to take it, and I was skeptical, but I've taken the stuff, and I've enjoyed it. I really like the stuff. Tastes good, and I've really enjoyed it.
That's so great. Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the other questions is people wonder, you know, how does this stuff taste? And of course, if you're gonna represent something, you want it to taste good. I mean, it's hard to cram something terrible tasting down someone's throat and say it's good for you, keep taking it every day, but it tastes good and it works really well, and it wouldn't have grown to a $1 billion company in 10 years if it didn't work really well, and probably if it didn't taste good, it probably wouldn't have grown quite as quickly either. But a lot of people are coming to this business because of the ability to earn money without having any kind of cap on it. So you can make $1 million a year. You can make $500 a month. It's really, you know, up to how much the person wants to make, how much they want to work. And we also get paid weekly, which is nice because in my fitness business, I often have to wait 3, 4, 5, even sometimes 6 months before my contracts are through and before I actually get paid. So it's also nice in that way.
Okay. So is there any last minute, you know, things that you want to leave people with?
I think that if you are a trainer, you should really put aside any kind of preconceptions that you might have. I mean, I had preconceptions about this kind of a business. I was not interested at all, and I only tried it because I wanted to feel better, and that's the only reason I tried it. And if I hadn't had the good results I had, I probably wouldn't have continued on with the business. But now that I know what I know, I mean, I'm just so thankful that I looked into it and that my girlfriend brought it to me. And sometimes it almost brings me to tears. I think, oh my gosh, you know, what could have I could have been working, you know, my butt off still training and not liking it, because I wasn't one of those trainers who relished getting up early and like creating a new program for somebody. It was never really my thing, but it was what I knew how to do. So I just encourage people to look with an open mind and, you know, just realize that there is a huge world of possibility out there with supplementation, and this industry and anti-aging is growing and growing. It's just getting bigger because people know that, you know, sick care is just making us sicker, and people are looking for options and alternatives. And if you can be one of those people to be able to give somebody an option that's going to work for them and that's going to also help you, then why not? So just go with it with an open mind. Look for a company that's going to resonate with you and fit with your values, and make sure it does pay you well and that it's been established for a while, so that you're not getting into something that's not going to be around and that's not going to be paying you next year. You know, that's my advice.
Okay. So maybe kind of like summarizing. So, I mean, you know, you were a trainer. You kind of suggest to trainers to kind of be open to the idea of, you know, trying supplementation, you know, try it, to add it to your program, add it to your lifestyle. I mean, you need to kind of be the voice of the product. So if you enjoy it and you're getting benefit from it, you know, share that with your friends and family and your clients. You know, sharing it with your clients will end up helping them with their results, because right now, let's be honest, I mean, we're not providing medical nutritional advice to our clients, like, you have diabetes, you should be taking this. But our clients ask us what they should and shouldn't eat, and giving them some guidelines or guidance on something that you're using, that you're getting benefit from, that they can easily add to their program in order to get better results, they're going to be ending up being thankful for you. It's going to add another revenue stream for yourself, so to kind of supplement your training. And I know we were talking about it off the phone, that revenue, you end up getting that revenue on a weekly basis, but you also get it during the holidays, when you're on holidays, during the Christmas holidays, that revenue keeps coming in, while your training revenue doesn't come in, because you're not, you know, training your clients. And if you have a big dream and you seek out your, you know, coaches, or seek out training and help from the company, you can end up kind of creating a very, very successful business that can help you reach whatever goal or dream that you want. Does that sound like a good summary, Carolee?
Yes. Okay. It does. It's a very good summary.
Okay. So any last things that you want to see? Any last things? And where can people get more information, you know, about yourself, about Isagenics?
Yeah, you can, as we had said, my blog is cleansegirl.com, so you can get more information. My bio is there under Carolee Story. And if people want more information about Isagenics, they can go to cleanseenergy.com. That's cleanseenergy.com. And that's my website, and they'll see the information there, and there's a form they can fill out if they want to talk to me. And, you know, I'd be more than happy to talk to people more about the business side of it, if they're contemplating that, or more about how it can help their health. You know, I'm just very open to whatever I can do. If I can help somebody, I'm more than happy to do that. And I'm so grateful that it came into my life, because who knows where I would be with my health if I hadn't, you know, had this girl come into my life and say, Carolee, try this. It could really help you. You know, I know this now. I know what I have to offer people, and I feel it's a disservice if I don't share it when I know I can help.
Okay. And then just one clarification. Do you still have a training business, or you're doing your Isagenics business full-time?
Well, I believe in multiple streams of revenue, so I still have my fitness business, and I have a really amazing assistant who helps me to run that, and we have lots of instructors that we still send out, so I don't do any one-on-one personal training or anything like that, and I haven't done that in quite some time. So, no, my main focus is my Isagenics business. And as I said to you, you know, I'm calling you from Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's sunny and hot, and I'm sitting here on a deck, and back in Vancouver, I know it's been rainy and probably snowy because, you know, I heard some bad stuff on the weather. So it's just been really great enabling me to, you know, have the freedom that I currently have. So I'm really grateful for it.
Okay. And then maybe I can ask this. The weather is not nice here, and I'm really craving some sun, so I'm jealous. So you have still a training business. You don't train physically in it one-on-one, but you still have it going on. Now, how do you integrate your Isagenics business with that training business?
Well, all my instructors are yoga or Pilates instructors, and, you know, this is an interesting thing. They work for me, and I find that a lot of them are probably like I was. It took me to have a scare to actually think outside the box and have, you know, create a business for myself and to be introduced to Isagenics and to try it. So a lot of them are not open to it. So I don't actually use it with any of my trainers. The people that I work with tend to be other business owners. I have two people who I've introduced Isagenics to who are direct competitors with me in my fitness company. They've got a fitness company just like I do in Vancouver, and they're my direct competitors outside of Isagenics. But inside of Isagenics, we're actually business partners, and they get business. So, I don't really use it with my fitness people. I wish they would, you know, grab a hold of it and do something with it, but they don't. So.
Okay, very cool. I mean, interesting about the, the trainer side of things. Okay, Carolee, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate you asking me to come on.
No problem. And thank you very much, exercisesforinjuries.com listeners. I hope you enjoyed that interview. A little bit different. I'm trying to bring you different stuff other than, you know, just the exercise and injury side of things. Maybe a little bit more of the business and the other opportunities that are in there. Out there, and then also I've been kind of doing a few more when it comes to the nutrition side when it relates to, you know, fitness professionals. So this is Rick Cassells from exercisesforinjuries.com saying take care and bye-bye.